as a follow-up to the safety is not rocket science concept, I had the opportunity to listen to a podcast by my favorite podcaster, Gary Vaynerchuk, and he had this guest on there who I just found to be just completely amazing. Her name is Cy Wakeman, I think that's right, and she is in the human resources field, and she has a really cool concept about ego and about how it plays into the workplace, and there's just look up her stuff and you'll see there's so much cool stuff going on. She has a really interesting way of looking at it. But one of the gems from the podcast that I listened to was about self-reflection and how self-reflection can lead to accountability. And accountability is a huge word in the field of safety. Us safety professionals are always trying to make sure that there's accountability amongst managers, frontline supervisors, and individual employees. But especially management. So I thought of something that I just did a recent training with a client, and there were a lot of good things that happened, and there were some things that I think if they thought about it, that they would want to improve. And in order to not lose any of those lessons, I'm going to take what I learned from Ms. Wakeman's appearance on Gary V's show and kind of try to force some accountability in a good way. So all I'm going to do is ask the client, how do you think that went? I'm not going to push my opinion, what I thought, unless they ask me. But I'm going to just ask them, how do you think that went? And so without judgment, without inserting my opinion, I'm putting it back on them to think about the training that we just had. And since we were all there and they're intelligent people, I know that they're probably going to arrive at a lot of the same conclusions that I did, but they're the ones that can do something about it. So there's the accountability aspect. So it's kind of a huge concept, but I just really latched onto it from that podcast. So self-reflection is opportunity for accountability. There's probably a better way to say it, but I'm not finding it right now. But I just wanted to make sure to remember this lesson. So how you can push accountability through self-reflection is by asking an open-ended question that is meant for the person that you're asking to self-reflect on it. And if you're in like a manager situation where you are asking that question of a direct report, you could give some kind of follow-up date and say, in this situation that I'm asking my client, I would say, how do you think that went? Why don't you think about it and let's talk in a couple days? So putting some kind of endpoint on it and also some follow-up. So there's some accountability within the accountability. So let me know how that goes. I think it's a simple concept, but it's so just fine-tuned and it's so smart and it's so different from any other way that I've heard safety accountability be discussed. And of course it comes from an HR professional, so that's not surprising. So again, accountability opportunities from self-reflection. Just ask an open-ended question. You may or may not want to give an end date for when you're going to meet back up and talk about it, but just ask that open-ended question to find out what someone thinks about something and push them to reflect on it themselves without you interjecting your opinion. And meet back up with them and see where you can go with it.